Pakistan Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Tasneem Aslam told reporters Tuesday the allegations that money was diverted from charities to terror groups are completely baseless.
These are all absurd stories. The objective is to malign Pakistan and to cast a shadow on the efforts made by Pakistan to uncover and foil this terrorist plot.
Both the New York Times and Washington Post newspapers published stories this week suggesting a Pakistani charity, Jamaat-ud-Dawah, may have provided funds for the alleged bomb plot. British authorities are reportedly investigating an unnamed Pakistani charity with offices there. Britain is already holding 23 people for questioning in connection with a broader investigation into the alleged bomb plot. Pakistan, which has been credited with helping uncover the plan, has also arrested at least 17 other suspects, including a British citizen with alleged ties to the Al-Qaeda terrorist network. The New York Times also said this week that the Pakistani authorities are exploring a possible link between the suspects and the Jamaat-ud-Dawah charity. The U.S. has banned the charity as a terrorist organization on the grounds that it has links with the Pakistani Islamic militant group Laskar-e-Taiba, which is also banned. Laskar-e-Taiba is one of the largest groups fighting Indian forces in the disputed Himalayan region of Kashmir. U.S. officials have also accused the group of maintaining ties with Al-Qaeda. Pakistan banned the organization in 2002 for suspected links to terrorism. Despite those concerns, Jamaat-ud-Dawah, the charity, operated relief camps in Kashmir following last year's deadly earthquake. Jamaat-ud-Dawah has denied funding any terrorist activities. It has also denied claims in the New York Times that it raises funds in mosques in Britain. Benjamin Sand, VOA News, Islamabad.